are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
That's right. You tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. And we're in the segment of the show where we're going to be talking about God's girls, and we're looking at purposeful living. And on the line, we are joined by Shepherdess Namushi. How are you doing today, madam?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me here today, this morning. I am standing in for Zanele today. My name is Gundo, but it's great to have you here with us on Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Thank you. Thank you, Gundo.
Right now, I will just give some intro into what we are going to be talking about, folks. You know, like, discovering the purpose that God's plan for, you know, young girls is a transformative journey that involves spiritual growth, self-development, self-discovery, and commitment to living a purposeful life aligned with divine guidance. So this is the conversation that we are going to be having today with our shepherdess. And essentially, I would like to start with the first question. How do you think young girls can go about understanding and discovering God's plan in their lives? And what role does prayer and scripture and spiritual guidance play in this process?
Thank you so much. That is a very, very important question, especially that we are focusing on purposeful living. I'm sure somebody was looking at purpose. Mm. What is purpose then? Maybe we start from there. Mm. And we are simply saying purpose is something, what something is created for. Mm-hmm. It's the reason as to why something exists. Mm. It's the reason as to why something truly matters. So we are saying it's important that we live a life of purpose as young girls. We know who we are. We know our unique gifts, much as we are going to talk about the other question, because sometimes I find young girls, you know, asking themselves, what is the meaning of life? Why am I here? Mm-hmm. What am I there to contribute to the life? What will I be remembered for when I die? Mm-hmm. So with those questions, then it is important that we explore how then do you discover your purpose? How then do you discover the purpose? So discovering the purpose, number one, we want to say you need to look at what catches your interest. Mm. What catches your interest? And then we want to look at what are the things that you do very well? Mm-hmm. What are the things that give you satisfaction? What are the things that people keep telling you that you do these things very well? Therefore, having discovered the purpose, we want to say the purpose then, it is not your parents. It is not maybe the people that you connect with, because sometimes we see these things quite wrongly. So therefore, we are saying for us to discover our purpose, we need to go back to scripture, because the Bible says, before I knew you, I did what? Before I formed you, I knew you in your mother's womb. So everything here starts with God. That is where now prayer becomes very, very important. Because when we pray, we are able to communicate to God. We are able to discover our life's purpose. When we study the Bible, we are able to go into scripture. We're able to know, like, what kind of a life does God want me to lead? How does God define me? We are able to discover Jeremiah 29, verse 11, that says, I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you and not plans to fail you. So we are discovering here that knowing our purpose is connected to us spending time with God, is connected to us communicating to God and listen to what God wants to tell us, and it's also connected to us studying the Bible.
And as simple as that may sound, you know, in what ways can young girls explore their identity in Christ and engage self-discovery as they seek to understand this unique plan that God has for them? Because sometimes it's like, yes, we keep spending time with God and we assume this is the plan, but how can we know for sure that, you know, this is exactly, you know, what God has in store for me as we go along?
For sure, Gudo, you are saying that really may sound like it's a simple thing, but it's not simple. First of all, we want to even ask, first of all, what is really this identity? So we are saying identity is knowing who I am. Knowing who I am and who are you?
Right.
You know, I earlier on says young girls tend to think, oh, I am who my parents, if my parents are these rich people, maybe I'm my parents. So they fail to know their own identity. Or maybe I'm my intelligence. If I'm the number one in class, then that's who I am. Or it could it be my popularity? Today, we're in this world of Facebook. Is it when I send a post on Facebook, the comments, the likes that I'm going to get? Am I my hairdo? Am I the people that I club with? Am I the many gifts that I have? Or am I defined by my fears? So we are saying knowing our identity gives us purpose. It's motivating. It's the reason as to why we wake up. It's the reason that helps us to stay focused. That's why it's important to go through the steps of discovering our identity in Christ. So number one thing we want to say, you need to know that you are a child of God. You need to know that I am alive in Christ. The alive we are talking about, yes, you may wake up, you may do this, but for you to be truly, truly alive, living to in line with the mission and the purpose that God created you for, you need to do what? You need to connect yourself with Christ. So, dear girl, we want you to know that you are chosen by God. In fact, God creates no junk. You are redeemed, you are forgiven, and you are only complete in Him. So you need to identify your passions and your values and your goals. Why are you here? What do you want to achieve by the end of the day? So for you to also discover your identity in Christ, you need to believe that you have a purpose.
Right.
You need to believe that I have a purpose. So when I have this purpose, now I've discovered this purpose, I need to integrate all the passions that I have in my everyday life. I may ask you a question, dear girl, that how do you define a success? What is your version of success? We want to say here that success is not just having a lot of money. Success is far much beyond that. It's having a true connection with Christ. It's finding our identity in Christ. So you need to know your destiny. You need to know, I want to take you back to the scripture I read earlier on that says God knows you and He has a purpose for you. He set you apart. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And you need to know that your story is connected to a mission. So your story is unique. Whatever you do, it is unique. So you need to turn your story, whether it's an exciting story or whether it's a painful story, you need to find a way. Now, how am I going to get connected with God? How am I going to turn this story that I have to something else? Like, I'm giving myself an example. I have a passion for doing couples retreat. That is connected to my background, how I grew up, how I related with my parents, the relationship that we have. So I desire to see exciting families because that is my unique story. That is what we can say about discovering your identity in Christ.
And essentially, once we've come to this point of almost, you know, discovering this identity, you know, in Christ, how can we, you know, on a daily basis continue with this? What I mean by that is, how does spiritual growth contribute to the development of the character and virtues of young girls? How can we actively pursue godly characters on a daily basis?
Thank you so much. So talking about pursuing godly characters, we want to say it's something that we can't do on our own. It's something that we can't do on our own. First of all, when we've discovered that we have what we God has a purpose for our life, that knows that as a young girl, God has called me into something. God has called me into something, and that something is to please Him. He's called me into a way to please Him. And with that now, it will connect me to Scripture. It will connect me to what the Lord says. It will connect me to verses like Jeremiah 29, verse 11, that says, "For I alone know that I have plans for you." That will keep reminding me that whatever I need to do, I need to do it in line with God's plan, in line with my future, in line with what God wants me to do. And I need to know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord. So that will keep reminding me that whatever is happening in my life, ultimately, God has a higher purpose in my life, and He will turn whatever purpose of my life in for good. So we see here that as we study scripture, we tend to connect with God because we live in line with what God's purpose for our life is. We live in line with what God says is true about us. We live walking every day knowing that in Him we move and live and have our being. We move living that I have a greater purpose, and that is that I have a mission, and therefore I need to partner with God because God has an ultimate relationship for my life.
Right. And if we are in this position where we have, you know, these passions, dreams, and, you know, perhaps we want to convince ourselves that we can align them with what God's purpose is, what steps can a young girl take to identify their passions and align those passions with God's purpose in their lives? How can mentors, you know, or role models guide them in this process?
Thank you so much. How then do I align myself with these passions? Number one, we are saying we need to pursue God. We need to deliberately, we need to intentionally pursue God. And pursuing God is taking a step every day, starting by studying His word, taking a step to sit at His feet, going to church, listening to what He says, being deliberate in doing what the Lord requires me to do. So this is where, again, it's connected to the studying of God's word, because God's word, God reveals Himself to us through His word. So if a young girl is going to align herself with God, we want to say they need to intentionally pursue God. So they need to take time to choose to overcome sin. They need to be abreast with God so that they can be able to do what? To find the strength. They can be able to form good characters. They can be able to overcome temptation. They can be able to resist. They can be able to say, no, this I cannot do because Jesus loves me, as we always say, I will always do what? I will always do my best. So they live in line with God's will. They will take time to grow in Christ. They will be accountable in their life. They will choose to be faithful. They will choose to be guided by God. They will choose self-denial. Mm. They will choose to lead characters that are approved by God. They will choose to be in the presence of Christ because they now know that I'm a unique youth. I need to serve Him. I need to lead a devotional life. I need to find power in prayer. I need to develop faith in as I search the scripture. Mm. So it all takes us back to God. Everything here points us back to God.
Right, right, right. And say now, you know, ideally we get to this point where we have aligned ourselves with God's will, and we constantly have this reminder of what God wants for us. But sometimes, you know, challenges come, life becomes difficult, and we tend to be discouraged. How can young girls develop the ability to discern God's will in their decision making?
Thank you so much. So we are talking about discernment. So the discernment here, we are saying this is where the young girl will have power to choose what is right and to leave what is wrong.
Yeah.
To leave what is sinful, and to go for what the Lord wants them to do. So that is not just going to come ordinarily. Mm. I want to start by saying spiritual things are spiritually discerned. Spiritual things are spiritually discerned. Number one, it is going to start by a personal surrender. What is our personal surrender? By personal surrender, we are saying this is where a youth will deliberately choose to dedicate their life to God. They will choose to dedicate their life in God. It means in whatever they want to do, they will know that it is not I now who has to live. It has to be Christ who has to live in me. And so whatever decisions that they will need to take, they will need to know that for me to find victory, I need to be connected to God. For me to lead a victorious life, I need to partner with God. I need to be in union with God. So they will surrender. They will lead a life of surrender. So a life of surrender is a life of submission. It's a life of dedication. It's a life of overcoming your own desires. And we want to go back again to say the young girl will not do this ordinarily on their own. They'll only do this when the Spirit of God is upon them. When they ask for God's power, they ask for God's Spirit to enable them to able to say, well, not like Paul said that the things that I want to do, I fail to do that. I find like the things that I've discovered that these things I don't want to do them. I keep doing what I keep going there. So you find that when we are now, when the girl surrenders to God, they'll have the power to be able to do things that ordinarily they may not be able to do on their own. Then from there, again, for them to find that discernment, we are saying they need to meditate on the word of God. Joshua 1 verse 8 says, this word of the Lord should not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night. Then shall you do what? Shall you find success? So we are saying if the young girl is going to be successful, if the young girl is going to lead a prayerful life, if the young girl is to grow in faith, if the young girl is to be able to have power to even study the scripture every day, it has to go to the meditating. What is meditation? Is choosing to find time to read the word of God, to think about the word of God, to fill their mind with a spiritual thing. You know, it takes us to my story of the one that we find in the Bible, of when the Israelites used to collect manna. When they used to collect manna, God had commanded them to be collecting manna every day in the morning. And it so happened that when they delayed, they discovered that what had happened, the manna had evaporated. So we want to say here that for the child of God, for this girl to be able to discern, they need to also develop a devotional life. How is it connected to the story of the manna? The devotion of life has to come very early in their life, before the cares of their life press them, before they are challenged with who talks to them in that way, the friend who bullies them. They need to start the day with the word of God. So when they start the day with a devotional life, yes, devotional life is not only done in the morning, but what I'm trying to say here is it's best when the young girl starts the day with God. When they start the day with God, they will be empowered to overcome even the rest of the day. They also need to be prayerful. They also need to be connected to mentors. What do mentors do? As the young girl is growing, they are not as strong as the other people that have walked this life before them. Here, I'm not saying all the elderly people are maybe spiritually stronger than the younger one, but I'm saying they may have some spiritual mentors. Others may be their peers. Others may even be older than them. But they need mentors. Mentors are people that work with us. Mentors are people that help us to overcome certain challenges. They are shoulders on which we stand to do things in a better way. So we want to say, young girl, if you want to lead a spiritual life, if you want to be able to discern, connect yourself with mentors. And when you do that, you'll be able to lead an honoring lifestyle. You'll be able to serve him better. You'll be able to find that, oh, I'm even able to do certain things in a better way. It is even going to help you to have a better relationship. Let me also talk about the choice of a music, the music that they listen to. With the young girls, I think music is quite crucial at a particular day. The things that we focus on, they shape our daily life. They shape how we do things. So we want to say, young girls, it's important that you choose what you watch. Young girls, it's important that you choose what you read. Young girls, it's important that you choose what you feed your mind with through the music. Because we're saying, if we are going to have minds that are led, if we are going to have temptations, we want to say we should be able to know what we are feeding our minds with. We need to know how to use the music in a correct manner. I think that's what I can say about discernment. So if they have to be empowered by the Holy Spirit by focusing, having a relationship with God, surrendering themselves by meditating, connected with Menda, and leading a prayerful life.
And I think just to add on to something that you said, you mentioned the mana. As much as they had to collect it in the morning, you know, they couldn't keep it for the next day because it would not.
No.
You would have to refresh. So it's like a constant refreshing your faith with God every day. You cannot take something from yesterday, but you can take the memories and whatever, sure, and the lessons you've learned. But as you move on, how is your faith ever growing? Because, I mean, it takes faith to hope that the manna, or not hope, or know that the manna will come again tomorrow. And I think that constant belief of growing your faith in God helps you get to that place. Are there any final words that you would like to conclude this conversation with? Just to perhaps... We have various different types of girls listening at this point. You know, maybe they are already at this place. Maybe they don't know anything about what we're talking about. Maybe they do, and they are not, where they want to be. What are just the last closing words we can use to encourage those girls of God or women of God that want to live purposeful lives?
Thank you so much. So, dear ladies, dear young girls that are listening to me right now, I just want to remind you that you are special. You are so special that it had to take Jesus to go and die for you on the cross. You are so special that God chose you. He chose you and He chose to create you. So the God who created you has a unique purpose for you. So you don't need to define yourself through others. You don't need to define yourself through what people say about you. You don't need to define yourself by how many likes you have on Facebook. You don't need to define yourself by the looks of your hair. You don't need to define yourself by how many boyfriends that you have. What is important is who you are in Christ. I know these issues matter. I know these issues bring a lot of pain in our lives. But what I know is that when you truly connect yourself with Christ, all these things will be settled. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be taken care of. Mm. So I want you to say, what is important then is to find a meaningful relationship with God, because we can truly discover our purpose in God when we define ourselves in according to how God defines us. I hope, dear girl that is listening today, you get to know that you are very precious. God creates no junk. He created you for a purpose.
Well, thank you so much, Shepherdess Namushi. We thank you so much for joining us here on Adventist World Radio and Mid-Morning Empowerment to talk about God's girls and purposeful living. Just to wrap up our conversation, I will ask that you please, pray for those girls as we go on with this journey of our lives.
Thank you so much. Heavenly Father, we praise you this morning. We thank you for the dear girls that are listening around the world, wherever they're listening from. Today, Lord, we were reminding them that they are special, because, Lord, indeed, we are special in your sight. You define us in a different way. We want to pray that, Lord, dear girls will start leading or walking a different walk, walking with our heads high, walking confidently, knowing that you love them. And that is what matters. Bless them, and I bless even all the other dear listeners that tuned in. Thank you, because, Lord, you have empowered us with your word. It is in the mighty name of Jesus that we are praying. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Shepherdess. We appreciate you coming on to Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media here on Mid-Morning Empowerment. We look forward to our conversations that are yet to still come. And thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you. Have a blessed day too. Even our dear listeners, have a good day.
Thank you. And that was a shepherdess, Namushi, on the line, who was talking to us about God's, girls' purposeful living. What an important conversation to have, especially as young women, as we are going into, different chapters and different versions of our lives. This is a very important, thing to take with us, or lesson rather, to take with us and cultivate in our daily lives. It's also not just about, young girls. Sometimes it is a refresher to a lot of us, or those who have grown and forgotten about this process of ever renewing thyself in Christ. And I think this is the purpose of having Adventist World Radio, to, constantly remind ourselves that there is something ever changing, ever growing, and that is how we get ourselves closer and closer to Christ in the relationship that we have with Him. So thank you so much for tuning in. Right now, it is 1 minute after the hour, 10 o'clock. We are in the Music Takeover. All right. Send through your song request to 073-470-3520 and we'll play them right now. But you know what? In the meantime, I'm going to be playing some of my favorite tracks. I hope that you will, worship with me. Have a good time with me. Let's live it up in the Lord, if you will. So thank you so much for joining us once again. And you are listening to Mid Morning Empowerment. My name is Gunda Ravengani, standing in for Zane Nezama. And we will be right back. Just enjoy the music and don't forget to send through your song requests.
You are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.